Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, y'all. The truckers at Redneck and Eyes want to invite you to check out their live podcast, Redneck and Eyes, All Things Trucking and Then Some, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just call 516-387-1733 and join the conversation. When everything goes wrong, you got a Redneck and Eyes.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'ma come and make it home tonight.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio coming at you. We are live here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Join the conversation, just hit one. You know, you can also check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, where we got all the links to our great sponsors and all of our content to our YouTube channel and everything. If you can go subscribe to that, that would be awesome. So we're just kicking back here for the next couple of hours. We want to let everybody know. Hurricane Ida is ready to make landfall if it hasn't done it already. The funny thing is that there was an article in the CDLLife.com talking about how there was going to be a shutdown for U.S. truck drivers boycotting the vaccine mandates coming down. So U.S. truckers are looking to, you know, stop work. But, hey, America needs us right now because you can start seeing that trucks are already rolling south toward the Gulf Coast to help out with hurricane relief. You know, we'll dive into that. And there was more judgment stuff going down and all that stuff like that. And we're just talking about life on the road. So kick back here. 516-387-1733, and be sure to check out our YouTube channel. We appreciate that. Also, don't forget to one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools with the Trucker Tools app. Now, those guys there, they're the ones that they have that great app. You can go download the store, and you can also check out their information that they have for booking freight, tracking freight. You can find truck stops, all that kind of great stuff like that. And be sure to check them out, truckertools.com, or just download their app from your app store off your cell phone there, and just check them out. Leave them a review, and let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. And we're just going to kick it back here. Everybody have a great night. All right, here we go.
Diesel power, 18 wheels are rolling as I pull it on to the interstate. I've got 13 hours to make my destination, and I don't want to stop to check my ways. There won't be no sleep for me tonight, no. I gotta be heading to Tulsa by first morning light. Call me a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul. I'm a prisoner of the highway, prison by the freedom of the road.
state out of Wheeling, West Virginia, and U.S. Steel from Bethlehem. And I've rolled tobacco out of Carolinas, California wines into Birmingham. Some people work just to survive, but up here in this camp is the only time I'm alive. I'm a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul. Call me a prisoner of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road. Got a wife living back in Tennessee. Ronnie, she tries to understand the way I feel. I could give my hand to another line of work, but my heart will always be behind the wheel. Hold me a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Justice was served on a road. When evil was done, that was all that she wrote. But somewhere somebody decided that wasn't right. Now the bad guys run free in the streets, while the good guys pay the price. They say people don't kill people, guns and rebel flags do. He can't speak of Jesus, how dare he ever speak the truth. Till the day that I die. today. It's hard to find a line between right and wrong. With the past erased and rewritten, we don't understand where we came from. We'll be doomed to repeat those mistakes unless we tell that story right. There's no way around the truth, no matter how hard you try. They say people don't kill people, but guns and rebel flags do. And you can't speak of Jesus, 'cause how dare we ever speak the truth. Southern red, white, and blue till the day that I die.
We could just all pray for everybody to be safe and everything. And what we've seen already is we've seen announcements and reports that truckers are already heading down there. Truckers taking water, lumber, supplies, food, just stuff down there to take to the shelters or taking just to the stores. You know, even in some of the areas you don't think that get hit that hard, they still get some heavy rain. And what happens is as soon as that sucker comes up to landfall, then it starts turning out tornadoes out there in the hills and all that. So if you're up there like in Interstate 20, you're probably already seeing traffic jams. And Interstate 40, you're probably going to see a lot of traffic jams as well, and going up down 65 and 55, stuff like that. So that's what we see, is we see people that evacuate the areas. They tend to take up a lot of traffic. And, of course, that's, you know, accidents happen and people get stuck on the road and everything. And stuff like that happens, so we just got to be mindful of that. And, of course, we do have people heading south down that way. You might see those electrical trucks with the cherry pickers coming down, you know, so they can fix power lines and all that. But you also see truckers going down there. They're taking generators. They're taking lumber. They're taking just, you know, parts and supplies, whether you need food or water mainly and all that. And what happens is FEMA, they direct the truck drivers to come down, and what they do is they stage in staging areas, like maybe in different parts of the country where they're easy access. Like if it's hitting Louisiana right there, you might have like big facilities in like Beaumont or Lake Charles where they'll stage a lot of trucks in a big, huge parking lot, and they just wait, and they're sitting there waiting. And the trailers get loaded, and they send the truck go pick up the trailer, or they send the truck and trailer to go pick up the stuff, whatever it is. If it's ready, it's go, go, go. And the truckers are sitting there waiting. And FEMA, they're paying these drivers to sit there and wait. And, of course, it's all negotiable for each carrier that does that. A lot of drivers are owner-operators, and they might not get everything that the carrier's getting paid. But company drivers are getting whatever their company will pay them. So it's all about different stuff out there. So it's you never know, you know, and it's not really where they're like forced to wait. If the driver don't want to hang out, sometimes they just, you know, sign a deal saying they've been released and they get released and they just, you know, that way they tell them you don't get paid. Because I think it's one guy told me one time he didn't do it, but he ever heard, and like this is the grapevine telling the grapevine, that he was there for 2 or 3 days. And he decided he wasn't going to stay there any longer, and they were needing him to stay longer. So he signed a deal saying he was going to leave, and they said, yeah, you're leaving now. And that pay piece of paper, you forego everything that you were promised. So you don't get paid at all because you left when they, you know, when they told you not to leave. So you never know. I don't know. Like I said, don't quote me on that. So if anybody's got any other reports on that, let me know. But we're just seeing that coming down the pipe, and you know, you get people on Facebook and Twitter talking about it, and it's really awesome that you see stuff like that, because you know, in the news, and the other news that happened, and get back over to it over here, is that there was a report saying that the truck drivers were going to protest. So it says anti-vaccine mandate protest in the works for U.S. truckers, drivers claim. It says it is unclear who started it, but Stop the Tires 2020 has gotten involved. It says a trucker found an anti-vaccine mandate protest is seemingly in the works for the end of this month, according to several truckers' social media groups. It says if carried out, the demonstration will be an alliance between healthcare workers, truckers, military members, and other citizens across the country who will protest the requirement of the COVID-19 vaccine for employment, travel, and more. The demonstrators seemingly headed by TikTok trucker, the Disrespected Trucker 3, will gather at various locations across the country August 31st, the same day that the Australian trucker protest against COVID lockdown and restrictions is being held. In addition to the nearly viral TikTok videos put out by Disrespected Trucker 3, the Facebook group Stop the Tires 2020, a group that attempted to organize a nationwide demonstration against the election results for COVID-19 lockdowns and COVID-19 lockdowns, just last year has gotten wind of the potential strike and is calling for all drivers to stop their trucks for just one day. And like I said, this is what's hard about it, is that truck drivers, most of them are good people. And what you're going to have is that, you know, they're going to say, yeah, it's not right, we should protest. And then a hurricane hits land and they're needed. And it's like, oh, crap, because now you're needed. And truck drivers step up. That's just the way it goes. So, but make no mistake about it. If you decide you're going to shut down, well, there's, you know, what is it? They say like 3 million trucks on the road. I think that's what they say. Maybe more than that. Somebody's going to be doing your job. You know, so because trucking, what we are not is united. I'll just tell you that. It's just we are not united. We do what we need to do to get by. There are several of us that might make up some type of loud noise to get somebody's attention. But as far as like the entire trucking industry being united, no, it's not. That's a fact. They posted the video here that came off of, I think, TikTok or whatever, and it says, on August 31st, on Tuesday, we're asking that everybody not go to work. Disrespected Truckers explains, if they're out and on the road, shut your truck down. There are guys that plan on putting their trucks across the road. There's guys who plan on parking on the side of the road, parking at home, and at truck stops. And yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, yeah, okay, do what you want to do, but as most people here at Redneck and I would agree and tell you that there's not a united effort here. You're going to see truckers that are making good money and not being forced to take a vaccine. And they're saying, hey, I'm good. You know, what's wrong with me getting down the road, you know, and that's what it is. So if you have a problem with your employer or your contractor or whoever, you know, that's between you and them, and you know, it sucks, but that's the way it works, you know? I mean, that's the way we trucking industry, I think what trucking industry is united on is freedom. And freedom means that, yeah, you might get screwed and it's your freedom to go somewhere else, but it's also the other person's freedom to make that decision. So, you know, what we always say here is that a company has the right to do what they want to do as a company to hire drivers. They start treating their drivers bad, then drivers are going to leave and they're going to go under, because they're treating their drivers bad. That's just the way it works. You know, that's the one thing we are united on is freedom. So I don't think drivers should be forced to shut down. I tell you what, I get shut down almost every other night due to heavy traffic. Somebody does something stupid out on the road and the highway gets shut down. I get shut down every other day because they decide they're going to work on the road and they're going to close the highway so they can work on a bridge or something. You know, that shuts me down every day. So, you know, I got to find a way around. If you shut the highway down, they're going to find a way around. We're going to find a way around. The good ones anyway, the good ones are going to do that. But yeah, we just hope everybody stays safe and does the right thing down there with Hurricane Ida. You can, when, if you go Google it, man, the first thing that pops up is a map from Google Maps, talking about the track of the storm, how, by Wednesday, the center, you know, the eye or what's left of it, that by Wednesday afternoon, it'll be all the way up into like, past Cincinnati, up into like, Southern Pennsylvania and West Virginia, the area. And it's just going to bring heavy rain in that area, and the way the mountains are and the way the wind blows and all that, it's just going to, it's going to be some bad weather. So everybody just be ready for that. And, here, you know, we just try to post things what we can on our Facebook page of what's going on. And we just try to make sure everybody stays safe and of course continues to stay successful. And, you know, if you can get out of the truck's path, or you can benefit by hauling some freight down there to where they need it, you know, then you can make some good money and you can do some good, you know. Of course, anytime a truck driver delivers freight on time and makes good money, that's good for the economy right there. So yeah, everybody just stay safe out there. And like I said, we'll keep you all posted when we can, if anything comes up. But yeah, just to let y'all know, there was a protest scheduled for the 31st, and probably that's not going to happen. You're not going to see a lot. It's going to die off. As soon as truck drivers are needed, they're going to step up and they're going to do what they need to do to make sure that the freight gets delivered and that the people that need the freight get the freight. That's the main thing. You know, you might see truckers had to go deliver somewhere where it was like, you know, Haiti, where, you know, they were being stopped by the government and we knew the government wasn't giving them what the people needed. Then you can see truckers protest on that. But as far as this goes, we know that the FEMAs, they're good people. They get say set up the shelters and stuff like that to where people need it, where they get water, food, clothing, extra clothes. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but Hurricane Katrina kind of started the trend where Procter & Gamble, they own like the Tide and Downy and all that. Well, they had a truck that was like just dozens of washing machines, and the truck just shows up and it's like self-contained, and all they got to do is hook up a water line to it and you can just run washers and dryers from the truck. So, you know, kind of stuff like that. That's what truckers do. You know, we don't invent it, but you know, it might've been a trucker's idea. Say, hey, you know, it'd be cool if you could put washers and dryers in a truck and I can just take it down there and everybody can wash clothes. And of course Tide, you know, big money, right? They can do that. So you never know. But, yeah, just be sure to check out our website, redneckinized.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And don't forget to check out our great sponsors. And this week's sponsor that we always like to mention is DPF Regeneration. And that's at dpfregeneration.com. You know, those guys are really good when it comes to, like, you know, getting your SCR units, diesel particulate filters, EGR coolers, stuff like that. They're always a good thing to get going, because they do have all the know-how and all the technology to get people what they need. They got a good network of suppliers and the knowledge of what you need and everything. You can go on their website, dpfregeneration.com, or you can even give them a call at 800-634-3010. And of course, when you talk to them, make sure you mention you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice, because we really do appreciate them. And remember, that's all size diesel trucks too. It's diesel pickups, the smaller diesel big trucks, the big engines, the small engines, all that stuff. So whatever you need, and be sure to check them out. So we're going to hang tight here and just continue having a great time. Well, hopefully my computer will work right. All right, good deal. Yeah, just keep on rocking with us here, and we'll just be taking your calls. 516-387-1733. It's Redneck and Ice Radio.
Lots of rolling wheels and shifting gears around that Jersey Turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit, and it's a rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living, working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. Right south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, signs it finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch pickings. Where I come from, trying to make a living, working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. Well, I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang, the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch pickings. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch pickings. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from. A lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
On the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek, then it was back to work in that day.
just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. She was just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was making her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Hey there, y'all. The truckers at Redneck and I's want to invite you to check out their live podcast, Redneck and I's All Things Trucking and Then Some, live every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just call 516-387-1733 and join the conversation. When everything goes wrong, you got a Redneck and I's.
The eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America's future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure cool, you were walking real proud, and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. Done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America's future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure cool, you were walking real proud, and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We appreciate everybody joining us tonight. You can always check us out at redneckandeyes.com. But don't forget, you can call in here every night, Sunday night, at 516-387-1733. And be part of the conversation. Just hit one, and we appreciate everybody joining us tonight. So we're just kicking back. You know, not a lot of things going on if you are looking to keep up with trucking news, because, of course, Hurricane Ida made landfall. Was it sometime last night or the night before? Sometime during Saturday, I think it was. Because what you're hearing now is that truckers are heading that way. Truckers are heading that way to drop off a lot of goods and supplies, lumber, food, water. Whatever they need down there is what truckers are sending down there. And, you know, despite any type of hint of protest that might happen, I think you're going to see truckers just doing what they do. And because that's what we do. We take care of business. So as far as goes of just like news and everything, I was checking some things out, and there wasn't really anything big that, you know, like a big kind of like government or any kind of law change or anything like that. You know, you see that there's some accidents that happen, and then there's one that says trucking school to pay Atlantic City $1,040 a month to operate at Batter Field. Looks like that they're trying to get trucking school going on over there, and things like that going on. And then of course, still in the news is the 60 Minutes report that was last week. It was talking about automated trucking, and that's still on the top of the list as far as searches goes and everything. And then there was, of course, there's a seizure down on the border. It says $17 million in meth at the Mexico border. On CDLLive.com, it made that deal. So I thought that was a big deal. We might cover that a little bit and see what's going on there. And so other than that, you know, everybody's just talking about the hurricane and seeing how truckers are helping out down there. And then also what's going on with the protest that they're thinking about having, which probably ain't going to happen now since the hurricane hit, and everybody's thinking about, you know, helping people. That's what truck drivers do. So that kind of stuff going on, you know. And then we're over here at Redneck and Eyes, we're just talking about how the clock keeps ticking, and we're just hoping for the truck show coming up, you know, in March. I mean, you'd think that's a long way off, but as far as like getting things planned and getting ready to go and everything, it's not really that long. So it's a lot of stuff going on there. And we haven't really heard any updates on anything for sure when it comes to that kind of stuff. We just keep our ear to the rail and see if things are happening. And a lot of times you can just, currently the Mid-America Trucking Show in 2022 is scheduled for March 24th on Thursday. Looks like that they've updated their website to include all that. And it says, you pull it up, it says worth the wait, March 24th through the 26th, 2022. And they're throwing a lot of stuff in there. So it's looks like it's going to be a big one. They're planning on having a big one. They're planning on having a lot of people that attend. Of course, they're, you know, promoting it and hoping everybody else is coming out and all that. If you want to exhibit or whatever, they've got a link there to do it. And you can register. It's got it right here where you can register. Let's see. It says, welcome, Master. Registration will open November 1st, 2021. There you go. So registration will open November 1st, 2021. And then if you want to get a reminder email, you can submit that and all that. So you can get updated on that. So that's still a go as far as we go right now. And that's pretty much the only big one planned. There's a couple others that, you know, off the key and all that like that. And of course, if you go on Facebook and kind of do some searching around, you can find a lot of stuff and all that. There is one that we saw. Let's see if it's still, I'm searching in here. American Truckers Jubilee. And it's supposed to be up in Searcy, Arkansas, right around Halloween is what they're hoping for that. Let's see if they can find they change the picture. They change the pictures up and it's hard to Not that one. All right, good deal. And it's a Facebook group. A lot of people post some different stuff about what they're doing out there and all that. And it's a lot of good people out there. So yeah, Searcy, Arkansas. Where's that deal at? Let's see. There it is. On October 30th and 31st, show starts at noon, and it's going to have Taylor Barker, Bill Weaver, and David Michaels. Mountain Man from the Duck Dynasty will be attending. It says, and that's in, like I said, Searcy, Arkansas. Yep, and this is we got a contact number to get information about where to park and all that stuff like that and everything. But that's you do a Facebook search for American Truckers Jubilee, J-U-B-I-L-E-E, and you can find that on there. There's a lot going on over there, it looks like, and I hope that maybe one of us from Redneck and I can get over there, but we don't know for sure. You know, it's one of those things where we got other stuff going on with our families and everything, so it's kind of hard to get time off like that. But we hope that everybody is looking forward to just maybe even swinging by. Maybe if you just get there for a few hours or whatever, if you're coming through, we'll try to get this out there to everybody and make sure they can get some stuff going. See how everything goes. And continue to share that and everything. But yeah, you can check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. We'll have our links to our Facebook page, and we'll have links to our YouTube channel, which is going great. YouTube channel is up to 500 subscribers. Want to congratulate everybody on that, and I appreciate everything that everybody's doing on that end over there. You know, what we're trying to do is build up a following on our YouTube channel, and of course, everybody knows you get on YouTube and you get videos out there and get them watched and all that, and YouTube starts sharing ads and paying you money. And we are doing good. There are several of our videos that have been watched so many times that ads will play before the video. Now, I'm not really sure how all that works yet, but I'm assuming that if you're clicking on something and an ad starts, that channel is getting compensated for those ads that play while their videos play. We are not there yet because we don't have enough subscribers. We need at least 1,000 subscribers to get credit to start earning that to be monetized. You need 1,000 subscribers. And then once your average viewing gets over a certain level for the year, it's an annual average. Once that gets up to a certain level, which we're on pace to do that, if we get 1,000 subscribers, we should have the hours average just great. Everything should be good, but we are not there yet. But we do have several videos. If you click on the video, an ad will play. We're not getting anything for that ad yet because we haven't reached our markers to get monetized, which is 1,000 subscribers. So if we get that done, then YouTube starts looking at us and saying, okay, we can work with that, and we're gonna help you out. So we have to get there. We have to get 1,000 subscribers, and we really appreciate it. You know, we're not really going all out trying to spend a lot of money on, getting, we're just trying to make good videos that everybody likes to listen to and everything, and we're trying to make good content that people can learn from. And one of our most watched videos is how to understand the difference on the differential and the locking differential and how all that works, about becoming an owner operator. That's one of our highest watched videos. And then, of course, knowing the firearm laws in each state, traveling, being a truck driver and carrying a handgun. That's one of our most watched videos. So we try to get everybody informed on that stuff like that. And we want people to share their opinions. And that's what YouTube is about, too. And we really enjoy the comments and everything, so we're really excited about how all that's working out. So keep up the good work, and I appreciate all the support. And, of course, we got some great sponsors, DPF Regeneration, Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app, and also Load to Ride, LTR Transportation, Load to Ride, LTRTransportation.com. They're also a great supporter. And then we do have others that are kind of in the background that we haven't done anything officially with at all, but they're always supporting us, and we always like to give a shout out to them. That's Trucker Tax Tools. They're a good one, and we look forward to them supporting us for the truck show. And of course, Taylor Barker Music is always a big supporter of us, and of course, Unplugged Radio Network. They're who allow us to be on here, and this is awesome. So we're really really appreciative to them for that, and And we just keep on rocking and rolling, and we're trying our best to get to where we can have, you know, great funding so that we can continue to make great content to get out there to truck drivers to help them out. But also our main thing is to make sure we have great turnout at the truck shows in the parking lot so that we can have a great night where we can spend some time hanging out with good friends and colleagues at work, and also hear some great music and eat some great food. So that's one of the great things that we do here at Redneck and Ice. And as our motto goes, you know, like with things going on the way they are in the world right now, and of course we got the disaster happening down in the Gulf and people struggling to get things done and to be okay, you know, Redneck and Ice is all about when everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, then you got to Redneck and Ice. So that's what we're all about here is getting things done. So with that, we're just going to chill on out here and hang out and have a great time. And we hope that everybody out there is having a safe and successful evening. And we're just going to keep on rocking and rolling. And we appreciate all your support. Don't forget, it's Redneck and Eyes Radio. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And just keep it on rocking and rolling. So it's Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a minute.
Remember Trigger and me will be by your side.
Ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your way. Ten for little buckaroo and happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
all those bad guys that I faced at the Saturday matinee. You and me and a million saddle pals, with a never empty gun, we kept those outlaws on the run. Remember how we fought and rode until we had them all corralled. So ride, country cowboy, ride. The open highway is your day. Ten poor little buckaroos, and happy, happy trails to you. Ride, country cowboy, ride. Ride, country cowboy, ride.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's.
hold tight with a leather fist. Watch out when he starts to twist. What the daddies used to tell them boys, how to ride them bulls. I got a jingle in my jeans, sore places in between, and I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville. Chugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio. Don't want to think about a rodeo. Don't want to think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne. Well, it's a crazy circuit. Bob, but still you work it. Turn down that sound, boys. Let's get up and check the scan. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville. Chugga-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
Don't forget to check us out at redneckandeyes.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate everybody who's doing that. So we're just checking out here, kicking back, and going over what's going on in the world today as far as trucking goes. And ain't too much happening. You know, you got stuff happening every now and then. But the big deal was is that Hurricane Ida made landfall. And truck drivers are getting involved because that's what happens. You know, FEMA says, hey, we need y'all's help. And what we do is we get everything going down there. And we haul stuff down there. We haul water. We haul food. We haul lumber. We haul just, you know, building supplies in general. You got truck drivers hauling those concrete rail dividers, and you know, that you might need down there to keep water or to keep, you know, land from moving around or just to help navigate traffic, you know. So that kind of stuff happens all the time. You see that down there when everything happens like that. And, of course, in the midst of all that, you know, right before that happened, there was talk all over the internet that there was going to be a shutdown because truckers were going to get involved with protesting the vaccination mandates. So it was like everybody was saying, hey, we're on August 31st, we're going to do that. Well, now you've got hurricane made landfall and truckers need help, or truckers are going to need to help people. So that's what's going to happen is you're going to see truckers that are going to help people. Truckers aren't going to shut down because that's what truckers do. And so that's what we've been talking about here. And of course, we've been going over a few other things. I was checking out the news and I was talking about it earlier. And what they happen is that on CDL Live, this was August 27th. So what was that? Was that Friday? I can't remember. Yeah, that was Friday. It says almost 17 million worth of meth was discovered inside of a U.S. bond semi truck at the U.S.-Mexico border late last week. The drugs were discovered on August 20th at the FAR International Bridge cargo facility in FAR, Texas. According to the CBS DFW News, a semi truck arrived at the facility from Mexico and was referred for further inspection involving non-intrusive imaging equipment and screening by the K-9 team, and that's when the meth was discovered. It says methamphetamines, all 1,202.62 pounds of it, were concealed within the trailer and immediately seized upon discovery. The seizure of this massive load of methamphetamine underscores not only the gravity of the narcotics threat we face in the daily basis, but the resolve of our frontline CBP officers to utilize inspections, experience, and technology to keep our trade corridor secure, said Port Director Carlos Rodriguez, Hidalgo FAR Port of Entry. And that's pretty much all they wrote on there. Of course, this was pulled off of CDL Life. It's pretty much just a website that gives you the if, ands, or buts about everything, but you got to click on the actual story. And of course, this was the Channel 11 news here, and it looks like maybe we might get a video. Let's see if this happens or not. Maybe. Here we go.
This is CBS 11 News Now.
Thanks for joining us for the CBS 11 News Update. I'm Madison Sawyer. The Texas House is expected to give final approval to the highly controversial elections bill today. After more than 12 hours of debate on the House floor, overnight lawmakers advanced Senate Bill 1. Republicans say they want to make it harder to cheat, but Democrats say the legislation actually makes it harder to vote. Lawmakers submitted 77 amendments, and some of those items addressed include drive-through and curbside voting, poll watchers, and how Democrats say the bill will affect voters of color. After wrapping up around midnight, the House will reconvene at 11 this morning for a final vote, and then the House and Senate will hash out their differences before sending the legislation to Governor Abbott's desk. The Fort Worth ISD School Board has decided as soon as it's able to implement a mask requirement for the district, it will.
The board has directed me to implement a mask requirement with appropriate medical exceptions if, when, and to the extent doing so does not violate the court order. In the meantime, I've been directed to continue to honor the current court order, and we will monitor that.
A judge in Tarrant County extended a restraining order through next week, prohibiting the district from enforcing masks. So Fort Worth ISD joined a lawsuit with other school districts across the state, hoping a Travis County judge grants a temporary injunction against Governor Abbott's order that bans mask mandates. No decision yet, but one is expected today or tomorrow. The surge in COVID-19 cases is showing no signs of slowing down here in North Texas. A report from UT Southwestern predicts that both Tarrant and Dallas counties will see 1,400 or more COVID patients in hospitals by the middle of next week.
We don't have enough of our neighbors and our friends vaccinated, so that creates an environment that gives the virus even more chance to spread. So we should absolutely take this seriously.
A number of health experts we've spoken with believe that hospitalization numbers may get worse before they get better. Now here's meteorologist Annalise Clark with a quick check of your weather.
Happy Friday to you, North Texas. We're looking ahead to the weekend and slightly lower temperatures. This morning, though, it's still a warm start for you out there, and we'll watch a fast warm up today. Temperatures closer to average in the low to mid-90s, just a 10% chance of a stray shower this afternoon, mostly southeast of DFW and southeast of the Metroplex. We are best chance of rain all weekend long, up to a 30% chance by Sunday, highs in the low 90s.
Well, today the Dallas Cowboys will once again open up practice to fans at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. It starts at 11:15 this morning, and there's good news for fans and teams. As Keith Russell tells us, quarterback Dak Prescott has been cleared to practice with no limitations.
Well, we thought we was going to get a video about the mess down to the border, but that was a ruse. they have a couple of pictures here about the products. Looks like what they tried to do is just hide it with other stuff and put the meth like in the middle of the truck. And when they, I guess they couldn't see all the way through, so they had to get rid of it. It says the seizure of this massive load of methamphetamine, and that's what they quoted on the other article. And they did that. This website don't even have like a good detailed story. I tell you what, these reporters, man, I tell you what, come on, man, you know, give us some details, fill us in, what's going on? But nope, they don't want to do that. You know, I want to know the trucking company. I want to talk to the guy that found it. I want to know what he saw, you know, and I want to know what the computer saw. That's what I want to know. You know, enough of this, you know, oh, we found something, here it is. And how'd you find it? What happened? You know, that's what I want to know. You know, that way, I don't know, maybe we don't want to tell the criminals that, but I mean, you know, I'd like to know that. That way, when I explain to people, you know, they say, oh, you can get drugs across the border. Well, here's why. You know, this is what they look for and this is what they don't look for. It's just like when we have DOT inspections, you know, we tell everybody, well, you can fail. If the cop's having a bad day or if he goes by the book, you can fail. So, you know, and everybody's like, well, how is that? And it's like, well, it's the way it's written, you know, just read it. So. So stuff like that, you know, the devil's in the details. That's what we want to know. We want to know the details. That's what, you know, that's how I learn. I learn from details. I just want to know that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, so, you know, they're finding meth down there. Truckers still bringing it across. And now this is probably a Mexican trucker bringing it across. Most American truckers don't go to Mexico. If you do say, let's say that the freight is made in Mexico and the freight's loaded in Mexico, then the trucker that's bringing it to you in the States, that trucker picked it up at the border. A Mexican driver brought it to the border and crossed the border, and the Mexican driver operates like in Laredo or the Valley down there and far in Brownsville or El Paso. Mexican trucks all day long in and out of there, and the American trucks, they don't do anything. They stay in that town. They don't cross the border. Especially if you don't speak Spanish. If you don't speak Spanish, then you definitely better not be going across, because then they'll railroad you into something and you don't even know what you're doing. But there are drivers, I've heard drivers say that they've gone across the border. They are American. They speak Spanish, and they can go across because they know who's talking to them and what they're talking about and all that. So that kind of thing. Even though the police officers down there working the border, most of them probably do speak English, but they're not going to tell you that, you know, so that kind of thing. We all know what goes on because we see it. We see that. I see that most of that. But as far as like going across, you know, I don't go across. I don't know what happens on the other side of the border. So anyway, but yeah, let's jump on the phones here and see who we got, what we got going on. And the computer is thinking, there we go. What's going on, Greg?
Okay. But I tried to get in before you got off tonight, and I didn't forget about it.
Yeah, there you go.
So how's everything going?
Man, I tell you what, it's going good. I kind of got a little late start because we're having lots of fun down here right before the rain this morning. So,
yeah, we get a few little showers. I'm up here in Alabama, up here just north of Birmingham. I'm sitting up here for the weekend. But, yeah, it's been a few little showers, but nothing serious. Got a little windy earlier, but it just went through. Now it's just hot and dry again.
Yep. Yeah, I was telling people earlier that with the hurricane coming through, it's going to affect pretty much everybody in the Alabama, Mississippi area, because you're going to have evacuators, and then you're going to have also the trucks going the other way trying to get down there to resupply everything.
Right.
So, but yep, I saw your little post this morning, and it's like, well, yeah, good luck with the shutdown, because everybody's going to start heading south to reload everybody, and that's what truckers do. We do what needs to be done. That's what we do.
Right. Well, even without the hurricane, my opinion, even without the hurricane, without a catastrophe, it's not going to happen. You know, because it's just, you know, you're just. Yeah, what are you doing? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to shut them down. What are you going to shut down? You're not going to get everybody to do it. That's what I said. Nobody's going to do it. Not everybody's going to do it. You got these companies, and there's too much greed. There's too much greed in this country anymore for anybody to do it. Well, I can't afford to. Well, yeah, you can't afford to, but you can't afford not to either. You know, if it's going to benefit you, you know, you can't afford to shut down 24 hours. But everybody shuts down, what, every week or so, you know, to do your 34-hour reset. Well, what the hell? It doesn't matter. But, I knew when that went on. It's nothing. There's never going to 37-plus years that I've been out here, and I hear this every year. Every stinking year, somebody's going to, oh, we're going to shut these trucks down. We're going to do this, and we're going to do that. You know what happens? Crickets, nothing.
Yeah. Well, so,
you know,
so that's what
it's supposed to happen. There's just as many trucks running up and down the road as there ever was.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I was saying before, is that that it might, this what they're talking about, and vaccine mandates might not be affecting all the truckers, and there's going to be truckers out there that got a good job, they make good money, they got a good run, you know, they got a good contract, whatever. The companies that they work for or that they support don't force vaccines down their throats. They're like, you know, what's the big deal? I don't see a problem here. And these other people, they're saying that's a big problem. They're like, I'm going to shut down. It's like, well, go right ahead. Somebody's going to be doing that job.
Right. Well, the way I, you know, you got them out here now too. The drivers, I mean, this is how smart they are. I mean, I'm not saying that truck drivers are dumb or anything. I mean, don't put words in my mouth here, but you know, they say, well, you know, if we quit or if we shut down or if we park the truck or we shut down, they're going to fire us. Really? They're going to fire you. I don't know of a company out here right now that's not begging for drivers, including
right.
the one that I work for, as good as we get paid. They're begging for teams. They cannot get people to come over here and go to work. Cannot find drivers. They can't. That's why everybody, we're supposed to have this driver shortage. Well, if there's this big so-called, you know, driver shortage, do you think it would be in the best interest of a company to fire a bunch of drivers because they wanted to sit for 24 hours? I mean, let's get real here. You know, what are they going to do after that 24 hours is over with? They fire them drivers. All right. So now, okay, the 24 hours is gone. They fired the driver. Now what are they going to do for the next 24 hours? Because now they ain't got them drivers.
Yeah. I mean,
what are they doing? What are they doing now? Now it's going to take now it'll take them 3 months to hire somebody to put in that truck.
Yeah.
Can't break people. Quit. You know.
Well, it's just
whatever.
Like a union thing. You know, if there's a trucking company that has 50 drivers or 500 drivers, and if you get over half of those drivers and you know that support each other and say, hey, I'm not going to go to work. Are you going to go to work? I'm not going to go to work. And if you get over half of them, then you're going to make some change. But in the whole regards of the whole trucking industry, you might get a company to change its ways, but you're not going to get the industry to all of a sudden, you know, the government, you know, just like when they did the 10-4 DC and everything down there and they sent the Trump people out there to talk to them. They didn't do anything. You know, you talk to them, they give you some, they give you hats and they say that they're working on it, but they're not working on it. They don't care. You know, it draws attention. And that's fine. But what I said earlier, I said this earlier and I'll say it again. Well, the one thing, truckers are good people. The one thing they are not is united.
Nope. And they never
not
will
united.
Be.
Nope.
They never will be. They've been trying this stuff since way back. It's never going to happen. It will
right.
never happen. They're, you know, they want to badmouth the police and everything else. But you know what? When the police say they're going to do something, they do it.
Yeah.
You know, one of their own gets in trouble or something, that the whole brotherhood of the police, they back their brothers.
Yep.
Out here, you know, somebody that you get in trouble out here, they'll step over top of you and keep on walking.
That's right.
Like they didn't see you.
Yeah, you go out there and you do the best you can to get the rates you want and all that, and that's what you got to do. Now, if you get somewhere where the rates aren't good, then you got to go somewhere where the rates are, because if you feel like you're the one that's not being treated right, then there's always somewhere else you can go. Now, if you think that you should be able to change it, I mean, I tried to change Swift for the better. I was working at Swift as an owner operator, and I was one of those guys that thought, you know what, I'm going to stick to my guns. And if I, you know, lose a load or piss off a dispatcher or somebody, that's fine. As long as I make the system better for everybody. And I make a few phone and I did the phone calls with the higher ups and all that like that. I told them, you know, this is how everybody feels and you just need to get better people in the system and all that. And you need and all that. And they don't care. They don't care. You know,
nope.
They're not going to do it. They're going to keep on keeping on. And what they do is they look at the numbers and they look at the numbers. Well, the numbers are that this many drivers quit and that we hire this many drivers, you know, to replace them. So as long as the numbers keep looking good to where they're not going to be losing a bunch of drivers. Now, when they start seeing drivers, you know, quitting, and then when they look down and they see that more drivers aren't getting hired, then they're like, well, wait a minute, we need to change something here. You know, that's when you start seeing stuff. And that's what it's all going to boil down to. You know, if you're one of those guys that just quits a company and goes work for another company and quits that company and goes work for another company, or even as an owner operator, if you tear up that contract and go work for another guy under his contract or whatever, if you just keep doing that, nothing's going to change.
No.
Nothing's going to change. You always work up as an owner operator would tell you that, you know, if you leave one place making less money than the place you were at, then you're not doing good.
Well, these guys just got to realize, you know, they can, you know, they don't, everybody don't see eye to eye. Everybody sees it the way I see it, the way these companies does. They've done it for years. They're still doing it. They're going to continue to do it. They're never going to change. They look at a driver as it's not an asset, and they look at them as they're a tool. All right, they're a tool. A driver is a tool. It's just like a piece of equipment. It's just like one gear in an FI machine. They put mm-hmm. that if it breaks, it don't work, they replace it. They don't care. If you don't want to stay there, okay, fine. We'll find somebody else to do it. We'll put somebody else in your spot. That doesn't matter to them. They're not going to say, well, you know, you can be one of the best drivers. I'm not going to say all companies are like that, because there's companies out there that do appreciate their drivers and try to take care of their drivers and retain their driver, you know. But for the most part, I'll say 85-90% of these trucking companies out here, they could give it's family radio.
Right.
They could give three less about it. About you, they don't care. You want to work, work. You don't want to work, there's a road, hit it. I don't care. Park the truck, clean it out, go. You know, that's the way they look. You are just a tool. No, we're not like that. You're a name, not a number here. That's because they can't remember your number, so they call you by name.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. But, you know, it's never going to change. I mean, it's just, let's face it, just either do your job. If you like what you do, do it. If you like the money you're making, do it. If you don't, whatever, find something else to do. Because if you think that jumping the job hopping and going from company to company to company to company out here, no, that ain't going to get it. All you're going to do is get old. You're going to get tired. You're going to wear yourself out. And when you get done with your profession and you retire or you get to where you can't drive anymore, guess what? You ain't going to have nothing more now and when you end than what you started with.
Yep.
And I see it every day.
Yep.
Anybody that tells you, oh, I can't afford to go home every week, I can't afford to take a week off, I can't, you know, if you can't afford to take a week off of work once in a while, you know, it's like guys out here that's, you know, and now God bless them, man. I don't know. You don't know what their story is, their life story and everything. But I see guys out there, and I've known a couple of good personal friends that was up in their 70s, 80s. I mean, and they're still driving. Well, why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't afford to retire. What? You drove truck your whole life. You know, you have worked and drove your whole life, and you can't afford to quit. You can't afford to retire. Now, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
No. You're doing something. You've done something wrong. You know, it's just, I don't know. We can go through this. You know, this horse has been whipped too many times, and it just, you're not getting anywhere with it. You know, you're not going to get anywhere. Because everybody, you know, for everything that you say, there's somebody that's got a different answer. And that stuff over in Afghanistan right now, it's just, you know, not to change subject altogether, but that's just nonsense over there. I just hope that everybody that voted for Biden, I hope they're proud of themselves. That's all I can say, because I can't remember ever in my lifetime, and any of our lifetimes, ever leaving Americans behind. I mean, just deserting them, just leaving them.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just pretty much he has just pretty much signed their death warrants over there.
Yep. And my whole thing was, you know, people were talking about how we got to get out of there. You know, when you look at it in hindsight, 2020, we probably should have never left Saigon. We never should have left, you know, because what boils down to the truth be known, and you got to face facts, you got to look at reality. We are the world police. We are.
That's right.
We are the only military, the only government in the world that is out there trying to get rid of tyrannical governments. That's what we do.
You know, talking about him, I mean, the reputation that he's got ain't the best with everybody anyhow. I mean, everybody hates the man. Anybody with any sense can't stand him.
Right.
All right. Now, he would have got a whole lot more respect if he would have just said, look, I screwed up, people. I'm sorry. I screwed up. Let's try to fix this. Go over there. Get him back over there. Get them people out. You know, gather our equipment up, bring it home, and then tell them, now you want it, take it. You know, we're done. But you're not getting our stuff. You know, you're not getting all of our equipment, you know, all of our weaponry. You know, no. But he can't accept the fact that when he messes up, there's nobody in that administration that will own up to the fact that, hey, we screwed up. No, it's easier to blame it on Trump. Blame it on the past administration. The past administration did this. Yeah, that's not the way the story goes.
That's the thing. They'll never admit they screwed up because they don't think they messed up. They think they did exactly what they were supposed to do. That's what they think.
They did do exactly what they're supposed to do. They did exactly what Russia and China and Iraq and them all want them to do. That's exactly what they was supposed to do.
Because they are
trying so hard to give this country away, and it's working. And the people in this country are so stupid that they can't see it. You know, what is it? You can't see the forest for the trees. There's a hell of a lot of trees because people can't, they can't, these people over here, it's all they want is if it's free, it's for me. And as long as the government's giving me money and I don't have to work, I'm good with that. Well, what happens when the money runs out? The government says, "Okay, you're not getting any more money. Can't afford to give you no more free money. So now, what are we going to do now? Now, the government's going to be a POS, you know. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You've done gave everything. You ain't got no country anymore. So what are you going to fight them with?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? And I don't know.
Well, then, like I said, I said it all along. I keep saying that you give the government the power to provide, you also give them the power to deprive. And they'll always, as soon as it's kind of like one of those, what is it called, the carrot and the stick thing, you know, they hang that carrot out there. And then as soon as they get you toward the cliff, as soon as they got you heading toward the cliff, they take that carrot away, you know. They don't care. I mean, you know, everybody wanted empathy. They wanted a president with empathy. Well, you didn't get a whole lot of empathy. That boy, he didn't have a lot of empathy these last couple of weeks here. He was all talking about his whole thing was strategy, and the whole thing was, you know, the right. He said it was the right thing to do. Okay, you know, whatever you say, because that's what happened. And you know, he ain't gonna never own up to it. He ain't never gonna do it. You know, and I can say, well, the whole thing. That's what I'm saying. He blamed it on Trump. Well, I can blame Trump. I can also blame Obama, and I can blame Bush, and I can blame all those guys too, because they went in there with kid gloves talking about how, you know, hey, we need to help you. No, you don't need any help. You need somebody to make sure, you know, you need to go in there and you need to Americanize everything. You need to have capitalist system. You need to have free market, and you need to go in there and you need to say, listen, these people over here, they're not your friends, okay? They're not a political party. We're not doing that, you know? And, you know, they went in there with like, you know, oh, hey, you guys can have elections now. So they have an election. Who they elect? The bad guys. That's who they elected. It's like, what the hell, you know? Right.
You can't blame it all on the Democrats either, because you got a bunch of stupid Republicans that's sitting down there in D.C. right now that's going right along with them, because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to throw a pebble or a stone in their waveless pond. They don't want to make waves because they got to try to get along with them. There's a lot of shady Republicans down there now too. And I just hope to God that when the midterms come around, if we make it that long, that the people in this country don't forget how bad they have screwed them, you know, over this last 8 months or 2 years, whatever we survive. I hope they don't forget that when it comes election time. Because every one of them stupid-ass governors from Newsom out in California to Michigan to all the other ones, I hope to God that they don't forget them and boot their ass out, vote them out. You know my opinion? Look at what happened over there in Afghanistan. They said that on them flights out of there, that they brought all the people out of there. They said they have brought more Afghanis out of there than what they have the Americans.
Yeah, yep.
That's what they flew out of there. They brought more of the Afghan people out of there than they have our American people out of there. Why? Why are they leaving the Americans over there and they're making them last on the list when they should have been the first ones on the list? I'm not saying it was right to leave the Afghans over there either. But they brought the Afghans out first. Now they're going to leave the Americans unless they can get them out of there, okay? It's just like that damn border down there. They opened the border up, let all them people up here, because when they come up here, oh, Mr. Joe, let us come up here. Well, you just remember, Mr. Joe, when you go to vote and vote Democrat, because they're trying to get them elections to where anybody can vote. You don't have to show ID to vote, so now he gets all them votes for Democrat. Same way with them Afghans. He brings them over here and saves their lives. They'll vote Democrat, and there you go.
Yeah, we got it. A big number of them were dropped off down at Fort Bliss in El Paso down there. So that's
that's how you turn
blue right there. So yeah. I heard. Of course, everybody I think is paying attention. They know that Herschel Walker has announced he's running for the Senate down there in Georgia.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, they're already starting to beat him up, saying that he treated his first wife. He beat up her first wife and all that stuff like that. Or his first wife and everything, And now it's like, you know, his approval rating might go down because she's going to tear him up some other way. And it's like, see, this is what happens. These Democrats, they're not afraid. You know, I always tell people all the time, I got crazy people on the left of the aisle, and I got wimps on the right of the aisle. Because those guys on the right, they're too, like you're saying, they're too afraid to throw some ripples in the pond. They don't want to tick nobody off. And like I say all the time, they're going to call you racist for whatever you say. I mean, Larry Elder out there is hoping to become the first Republican governor since Arnold, and they call him the black face of white supremacy. I mean, they've had that quoted in the L.A. Times. It's like, man, they don't care. Exactly. They just go after it no matter what. So
It's like your buddy Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Through your freedom. Yeah. That asshole. Somebody needs to throat punch him.
Yeah, he was he came from Czechoslovakia and over there and so he knows all that stuff over there, all that walk with the right and raise your hand. He knows that stuff. So he's like, yeah, the hell with your freedom. That's exactly what Hitler said.
Well, what I want to say with him is he is right now he has he wasn't worth a damn when he was governor out there. You know, of course, they haven't had a governor. That's why that place is so bad out there now. You know, I mean, California, don't ever straighten that place out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It never will. I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't think they'll ever get it together, you know. There's too many. But the sad part is all them idiots out there is moving back east. So now when they come east, they're bringing all their BS with them, and they're trying to push that off on us out here.
I don't know what you see when you drive out. You came into Texas. You saw there's billboards all over the place in Texas. It says, "Don't California my Texas."
That's right. Yeah, don't California my Texas. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, this
Texas,
is a...
You know, it's like Texas, it's nobody. Everybody picked on Texas, you know. Everybody picked on Texas. Every state's got something that people pick on them for. You know, I did. I pick on Texas all the time because of you, whatever. You know, just it's all fun. But Texas, one thing about Texas, they don't give a damn. Texas does what Texas wants to do, and they don't care what the rest of the country thinks. Well, it's time that the rest of these states starts doing the same thing. The hell with what the government thinks. The hell with what the government wants to do. You're your own state. You can make your own laws. You can do your own thing because the state precedes the federal government.
That's it.
So they're entitled to run their state the way they feel fit. But again, you get these Democratic governors and stuff, and like Ohio, that POS we got for a governor in Ohio, you know, he's the biggest Democrat the Republicans ever had. That's exactly what he is. He's a Democrat. I don't care. He can say he's Republican. Supposed to be Republican, but he has went along with Democrats on everything, and now he's running scared too, because he knows that his ass is out come midterms. People in Ohio has had it with him, you know.
There you go.
That little Napoleon asshole, you know, he's done, he's gone, and I think he knows it, because just like these mask mandates and stuff, yeah, he says now he's leaving it up to the individual, you know, businesses and stuff. He would hope that they would go with the mask, but he ain't mandating it, because he knows one more time, because people up there is done said they're not doing it. I can show you businesses up there that I went to, you know, truck freightliners, truck dealerships in general, different businesses. You know, you walk in there now, you got the employees that's in there wearing masks, but some of them, you know, some of the businesses, their employees got to wear masks. Walmart's going to kiss the government's ass because they, you know, they're being with the government, you know, because they're, you know, they're just like the automakers. You know, that's another one. GM, Ford, Chrysler, and them, all the big three, they started mandating the mask, you know, the mask again. So now if we go in there to deliver or pick up whatever, they're all in there wearing masks. I don't wear a mask. I'm over that mask. I'm not doing it. I don't wear a mask. I went in the other day and said, you got a mask? I said, no. Well, you got to have a mask come in here. I said, no, I'm not wearing a mask. Well, you got to go. If you go into the building, I said, I won't go in the building again. You come out, you get my bills, you go in, you unload the truck, you bring my bills back out, hand them to me, and I'll go out of here. I won't come in. You bring them to me. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm done. I'm done with all that mess. There's no science. All the science. There's no science behind all this mess you guys pushing. I ain't doing it. What are they going to do? Fire me? Go ahead. Because I've already told this company, I said, I'm telling you now, you start forcing that mandate, you know, that vaccination mandate on me to where we got to get vaccinated in order to go into these big three, you know, because we haul all that automotive. You start forcing them in, I'm done. I'm gone. I'm done. I'll park my truck. I'm done. I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of having people tell me, you know, like I said, you know, with the abortion, you know, with the women, my body, my choice. My body, my choice, okay? I'm going to choose what happens to me from now on, not the government, not my state. No, it ain't happening.
There you go.
I don't know. I swear I wasn't going to do this tonight, but it didn't work.
Hey, that's fine. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Hey, we're going to step away and take a little break, though, and I want everybody to check out one of our great sponsors, and that is Low Deride Transportation, LTR Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. They are just a small little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. So you can go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. They got some cool trucks and cool logos and everything like that. And of course, they got the great freight. You know, everything's out there where you can see that they've got expedited and they've got temperature control and logistics, all the warehousing and all that stuff like that. So like I said, check them out, ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And we're going to step away, take a little break. This is Redneck and I's Radio.
I'll be out here on the wing. Sometimes late at night, I see your picture by the dashboard light. It takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I miss. Till I drive these horses through the rain and snow, this high-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in Nassau, born to run underneath the stars. They know my 2 mile away heart. Ride, till I'm back in your arms again. I'll be out here on the wind. Till I'm back in your arms again. I'll be out here on the wind. Thank you.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Appreciate everybody coming tonight and checking us out. Remember, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that. You know, we want to congratulate everybody that we're at 500 subscribers now on our YouTube channel. We really appreciate everybody doing that for us and really appreciate everything that's going on with that, because, you know, that's our goal, is to just keep on getting noticed out there. And 500 subscribers, we're halfway to 1,000 is what we need to be monetized. And that kind of helps out. You know, I was going to fill everybody in that, you know, when you watch some of our most watched videos, we do have ads playing. There's ads playing. The YouTube put in the ads for these videos that get watched. But we're not at that level to get monetized yet, so that doesn't really affect us. But we get enough subscribers. So if you go subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we really appreciate that we, you know, then we get looked at as being monetized. And that's pretty much our goal. And we appreciate everything like that, because our goal is to, you know, become where we can get content out there to everybody, and also how we can just be able to get to the truck shows and have a great time. Now, Greg, that's what it's all about, right, is getting down to the truck shows so we can actually have a good time for everybody down there and serve food and have good entertainment.
Yes, buddy, man, that's what we're all about. That's what we're looking for, you know. It's just, it's all this crazy stuff to really put a cramp in everything. I mean, we enjoy it. We enjoy what we do for everybody. Everybody helps us out. It's just, it's a shame that things just got to be like this, you know. Everything was going so smooth, and everybody had a good time. Everybody, you know, the country was starting to get back. You know, everything was going good, you know, and,
yeah,
you know, takes one bad apple in the basket.
That's right. Yeah, because we were already.
We'll get back here.
Yep, exactly. Because I mean, everybody remembers us. You know, it's bad, but people have short memories. But like 2019 was probably the best year that we had, and then 2020, we actually like drew a bunch of great sponsors in, and we were excited about 2020. We were just ready to go, and we actually had, you know, more money than we needed to throw at our event. And we were planning on being at other events and everything, but then COVID happened and it just, boom, the brakes put on everything. So, yeah.
I don't think it was COVID happened. I think it was stupidity happened.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. That's just one person's opinion, but whatever.
That's something else. Yeah. But yeah, we just been rocking around here. Like I said, Hurricane Ida made landfall and everything. And then I was checking some other news out, and I don't know. I was trying to look at some details about what is going on. They, of course, you know, they see the methamphetamines down there on the border, and there wasn't too much details about that. That's what I hate about a lot of these websites, is they give us headlines, but then it's like, okay, so what happened? Tell me more. I want to know more. And you don't ever get that. Let's see what they did on this other thing over here. So this other headline was really funny because it, where'd that one go?
You think about it. Now, wait a minute. Now, listen. Yeah, that's one truck coming across there. It had, 1,200 pounds or whatever they said in it?
Yeah.
How many people walk across that border? Just walk across that border every day. It ain't even checked.
Yeah.
How much do they got in their pockets when they come across the border?
So you figured if enough people, like, so you only need what, about 400 people come across with about 5 pounds each or about 10 pounds each. And you got a lot of,
They're not checking on the people's backpacks and stuff when they come across there.
Exactly.
The people are supposed to have it so hard and everything. Look at the ones that's coming across there. They got nice looking clothes on, Nike tennis shoes. Come on, give me a break here. Yeah, they're really distressed, huh? They're really having it hard.
Yep.
Yeah. Texas has got a big problem with COVID. Their COVID numbers is out of sight. Well, imagine that. Wonder why.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. The governor sued the Biden administration because they're letting all these people in and they weren't even testing them for COVID when they were crossing the border. You know, they're catching them and they're releasing them and they're not even testing them. So then they're like, oh, Texas, you got a lot of COVID numbers. Well, yeah, because you let all these people go.
Well, they can sue the government all they want. They can put all the lawsuits on that they want. You know, they can do anything that they want, but it never goes anywhere. You know, it's just like all the bullshit that Hillary did, all the nonsense that everybody else did. I mean, Nancy went and tore up that. Give me a break. There has been so much corruption in the Democratic Party and all the parties for that matter, but there's never anything comes of it. Nothing. I mean, look at Benghazi. Oh, Hillary should have been in prison a long time ago. A lot of them should have been. But nobody up there has got the cojones to do anything about it. They they talk about it, they run their mouth, they beat their gums, and that's the end of it. You know, like you said it, people have short memories. You know, there's animals that's got longer memories and everything than what a human being does. People don't give a damn as long as we're in trouble now. Let's just give them some money. Now, they throw some money out, start sending everybody checks. Oh, well, forget about it. They sent me some money, so they're good people now. We'll leave it alone. Forget about that. They're sending us money.
That's right. As long as the check
clears. When them checks quit coming in, you're going to find out where to bear shit in the woods at. I mean, it's just bottom line. That's what you're going to find out. Because there are going to be a lot of people that's going to be hurt. Because then they're going to be ready to go back to work. Well, where are you going to go to work at? All the business and all the jobs, the ones that you quit, the ones that was here, the people had to fold up and leave. They had to quit because they couldn't do it. So all these business owners is gone. Now, where are you going to go to work at? And everybody, I said it, nobody wants to work and do a blue-collar job anymore. Everybody wants to do work on a computer. Everybody wants to work from home and work on a computer. Somebody's got to get out here and do the grunt work like we're doing. You know, like construction work, the pipelines and stuff like that. There's got to be somebody out there. Everybody can't sit and do work on a computer at home. You know, I don't know. Yeah. You know what I think? I think I'm about ready to just hang this up, just park my truck, and I'm going to become a telemarketer, and I'm going to I'm going to go and start selling. You know, I'm going to be one of them that's going to call you and try to get you to take up your car insurance. Your extended car coverage, extended warranty on your cars.
That's commercials where you see like Stone Cold Steve Austin calling a guy saying, hey, this is good here. This is good. You should buy this.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, I was just checking the news to see what else is going on. And this was if they put a date on this. See, they don't put a date on this year. No. It just says here, here we go, Sunday morning. So, yeah, a truck driver was shot in an apparent robbery attempt in Shreveport Sunday morning. It happened around 3 a.m. behind the Blue Beacon truck wash. According to police, the truck driver was walking back from his truck or to his truck from the Quick Trip truck stop when he was approached by a man in his 20s. Police say that the truck driver did not cooperate and was shot twice in the left arm. The victim was conscious when he was taken from the scene, according to authorities. Police continue to search for the suspect. So there you go. So when you're talking about being able to protect yourself, you know, That's what you got to watch out for, because it don't matter where you're at, especially if you're in these cities that have these large truck stop areas where there's like four or five truck stops on you know, in one block or whatever. It's a haven for that, you know, and everybody's, oh, the truck, you know, we don't want truck stops because they draw that because the truckers are nasty. No, it's the people around that because I always say it's because truckers are too damn nice. You know, everybody comes up to us, hey, man, I'm a little down on my luck. Can you spare a dollar? And a truck driver gives them a dollar, you know, and you get enough truck to give you a dollar. Next thing you know, you're buying a steak dinner, you know, so.
Yeah, that's right. I don't walk around naked no more. That's all I'm saying, you know. I put up that long enough. And I tell you what, stress level, you know, it went down considerable.
Oh, yeah.
I don't worry near as much. I mean, still worry, you know, because it's always, you know, all it takes is somebody to get the upper hand, you know, that's it, you know. They better hope to God they make the first one count, because they ain't getting the second one, I'll tell them that.
There you go.
Because if it comes down to me or them, I'm going home if I can.
There you go. Yep. Yep. And that was Free News and ABC and Shreveport. So, that's cool stuff. Yeah,
we always like, a year or so ago when that guy got shot down there in Kentucky, down there at the fuel island, down there at that pilot, down there at Richwood Drive. It got shot over a stinking-ass parking spot. He got into it over a parking spot down there because the guy was, I don't know what it was, but shot him right there on the fuel island. Another driver shot him.
Yeah.
And then the security guard that shot that guy at the pilot or whatever, I think it was a pilot, shot him because he was in a reserve parking spot. So a damn $13 or $15 parking spot, a man loses his life because of a stinking rent-a-cop. Did anything ever come of that? I didn't hear, but I don't think. Now, that driver didn't have a gun. That security guard had a gun because they got in a scuffle and he shoots him over a parking spot.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Crazy stuff.
I got...
One of our most watched videos on YouTube is the Knowing the Laws about a truck driver carrying out there, you know, concealed carry, all that good stuff, because, you know, you got to follow each law in each state, which we'd like to be, you know, we would like to be able to be doing it no matter what state you're in or whatever. But because we like freedom, the states have the right to do their own laws. And, you know, one of the things I've always said was, is that if the state doesn't want me to be able to carry and defend myself in that state, well, then, you know, that's just a state that I just don't do business in, you know? So
that's right.
You know, whenever I had to truck through Illinois and Illinois says, well, you can't have a concealed, you know, our permits aren't recognized and you got to have it unloaded and locked in the case when you're in our state. And I was like, well, then I'm going to go right through your state. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to buy anything. You know, my freight doesn't land there or doesn't unload there or load there. So, you know, let's see it at that. I'll run through your state. And I'll pay the use tax, but I ain't buying fuel. I ain't doing nothing.
That's what I do. I don't do nothing there when I go through Illinois, because Illinois, Minnesota, I was both up here the last couple weeks. I had either one of them. I don't stop. Don't buy nothing. Just drive straight through.
Yep.
I ain't. No. It's like Illinois. You know, that's one of the strictest states for gun laws that there is.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got one of the highest crime rates,
right?
Chicago got one of the highest crime rates in the country.
Yep.
But they've got the most gun laws.
Yep. And they blame
New York.
The funny thing is, they try to tell all of us people that know, you know, like, if you own a firearm, naturally you're going to want to know the laws, and that's the whole gimmick behind.
Right.
You know, we always want to know. We always want to learn. That's what our video is about. Is educating people about the laws. And these politicians out there say, well, Illinois has bad guns because of all those neighboring states like Indiana and Iowa and all that. And what we know is, as a federal law, is that you can't be a resident of Illinois and go into Iowa or Indiana and buy a firearm. You can't do that. So the only thing that's happening, what we know is, the only thing that can be happening is a resident of Indiana is buying handguns or firearms, and they are selling them to gang members in Illinois, which if you are a gun owner and you knowingly sell a firearm to a felon, that's breaking the law. So the law is being broken. The laws that exist now, they're being broken. It's just they don't want to go after that stuff, and they don't want to trace it down, and they don't want to go after it. They want it to just be outlawed. That's what they want. So
exactly.
Yep. It gets me fired up. They try to sell you ain't got the know-how. You know, they say, we just need more laws. No, you don't.
Well, that's like you. If you go to buy a new firearm, you go to buy a new pistol, all right, no matter what it is, you go to a gun store, you go anywhere, wherever you go to get it, you have to do a background check on that. Even though you got a concealed carry in your pocket, you show that to him, it don't matter. He's still got to run your back and do a background check on you. Happened to me. I had my Springfield at 9mm. I had it, and I went and got that little 380 here a couple weeks ago. I went to a sporting, bed fur and feather up home. I went up there, went in there. He says, I went in there, looked at it. I got my concealed carry. He looked at it. He says, yeah. He said, well, filled the paperwork out. He took it back. He run everything. It was about 15 minutes, you come back, he said, okay, you're good to go. It don't mean nothing. That concealed carry don't mean nothing. When you go to buy a firearm, it don't matter if you've had it, a week, a day, a week, a month, a year. They still have to do that another background check on you to make sure that nothing's happened in that last week.
That's right.
Or whatever you've had that, because they can't go by that. Now, you would think that, if you've got, your permit in your pocket and you show that to them, that should be proof enough right there that, hey, you are abiding by the law, you're legal to have it, you're legal to buy it, give me the damn gun, pay you for it, out the door I go. It don't work like that.
Yep.
So
correct.
How in the hell is these people getting a hold of? They're going out and buying them, they're buying them off the street, stealing them, whatever. And I said all along, somebody that's going to go through the aggravation of doing the background check, doing the class, taking the gun time, paying, going through to get their damn permit, they got enough money wrapped up that they're not going to go through all that nonsense to get that concealed carry permit just to go out and shoot you because I don't like you.
Exactly.
It don't make sense to me. It just don't.
No, yeah, because even though it might be pretty easy, it's still kind of a pain in the butt because, like you said, you got paperwork and the class and all that. But the funny thing is that they never ever say. Of course, when the mass shootings happen, they do that. They always say the mass shooting, the shooter, he legally bought the firearm 6 months before that or a month before that or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there was there's nothing. He had no felonies, nothing in there. But then you start seeing red flags with that. Well, they were crazy. They were going to they were going to psychiatrists and taking medication and all that stuff like that. Because, well, technically that's lying on a form. There are people that have done that. In fact, I think Hunter Biden is the one. He was, like doing drugs and then he goes and buys a firearm and it says, are you currently using drugs? Oh, no, I'm not. So, that's what they do because you have to take them at their word because even we know we go down there to the border all the time. Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes, I am. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
It's like they have to take you at your word because that's how it goes. And all you got to do is you got to just understand that, as a truck driver out there, you got to take care of yourself. And that's the most important thing is to make sure that you are okay. And if you have... I'm not saying to break rules, but if you feel that you need to because you're going into an area that's unsafe, then, that's what you need to do. A lot of times you just have to tell people, I'm not going over there, or what it is, basically a lot of times truck drivers will tell you it's not that's the bad area. Like I go to parts of Dallas all the time or parts of San Antonio. It's that once it gets to past a certain time, once the sun goes down and it starts getting harder and harder to see and all that, then that's where you just don't want to be in that part of town at that time of night or whatever like that. And I think Shreveport is kind of up there with that, is that at 3 o'clock in the morning, even though you might have a job to do, you might not want to think about, trying to get up and walk around at 3 o'clock in the morning in that part of Shreveport. So, yeah.
Great. Well, you know, it's just like down there, Border Patrol and everything. When you're coming up out of Laredo, Brownsville, McAllen Far, down in there, you know, you come up across that one, anywhere, where you got to come across the Border Patrol. Now, you got down, like Texas, you got to conceal carry. Okay, let's go back to that for a second. You come up through there, and you come up through there, they start asking you questions there. Now, you got a permit to carry a gun. What happens? You have anything in there? Is there you the only one in the truck? Yes. What do you do? You know, they start finding it. Something happens. They find you. They catch you with that. Well, where you at? Well, I got it. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
The way the shadiest things is down there, and as antsy as they are down there, that's something. You know, even though you're legal to carry down there, that gets your attention down there real quick because the boys are already gun shy.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it's just too much nonsense down there. I try to stay away from there anymore.
There you go. Best thing to do. Good deal.
So,
but yeah, man, this is good show. We made it good. What's that? Leave that to me?
I just leave that to you Texas boys down there. You can deal with that down there. You bring it up around San Antonio somewhere. I'll pick it up down there and bring it on. Waco, I'll come on down there and get it and bring it on.
Well, they bring out those food trucks with the tacos and the burritos, and we just do whatever they tell them, you know.
There you go. Hey, have you heard from Robbie? Robbie didn't listen today or anything?
Yeah, he's on here. He just never pushed a button, so I figured he just wasn't in the mood to talk or whatever, so I figured I guess.
I don't know. I've called him a couple times here the last couple of days. I ain't hot talked to him for 2 or 3 days. I called him yesterday or day before yesterday, went straight to his voicemail, called him again yesterday once, went straight to his voicemail. I said, you know what, the hell with him. He wants to be like that. Hell with that boy.
Let's see.
So.
Is he paying attention? Is Robbie on there? Where's Robbie at? Yeah, see, he called in, but he probably went to bed.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's
anyhow,
good.
Anyhow, yeah, it's been a couple, 3 days since I talked to him, so I don't know. I don't know if he was, I figured he'd call in tonight. It doesn't matter.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Yep. Good deal.
All right, so you can give a shout out to all of our sponsors, and I'll be talking to you again next week.
Sounds good, bud. You have a good one now.
So, all right, I'll give you a call sometime this week while you're out working.
All right.
All right. Later, Ed. All right.
Uh-huh. Bye. Good deal. Well, yeah, this is going to wrap it up. We're going to come to an end of another good show this weekend. Like I said, we're here live every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time for 2 hours. And we try to just knock it back and talk about what's going on out there on the road. And if you want to call in with any subject you got, just let us know. You know, you got something on your mind, you want to get off your chest, whatever you want to do, just give us a holler. We're all about it here. And of course, we always talk about what's going on out there on the road. We want everybody to stay safe. We want everybody to stay educated, updated about things happening out there on the road. Remember, we got Hurricane Ida came through, so it's going to continue going up into the central part of the U.S. where it's going to go through like Alabama and Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky. It's going to run into like southern part of Ohio and over there toward West Virginia and Pennsylvania. That's what they've got it on track to do. So everybody stay safe and be mindful of that and watch out for, you know, you got all the electrical trucks going down south. You also got truck drivers hauling the equipment down there. You got generators, plywood, lumber, you know, food, water, everything that the people need to get through that down there. Truck drivers will be bringing it down there to them. And we appreciate every driver that does that. And like I said, they take care of business when things got to get done. Cause like here at Redneck and I, our motto is that when everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, then you got to redneck and I. And that's what we're all about here. So we hope everybody out there is going to stay safe. And like I said, just continue to have a great week. There we go. Nope, not yet. And we're just going to continue on. Like I said, we'll be here live every Sunday evening. That's at 7 o'clock Eastern time. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody that's doing that. And we've got a Facebook page. We've got a Twitter account. We're on Instagram. And like I said, we are going to be, hopefully, at the Mid-America Trucking Show in March for the parking lot out there when we're serving food and hopefully having some entertainment. And we'll be out there having a great time. We hope everybody out there come support us. We've got great sponsors. We've got DPF Regeneration, Trucker Tools, LTR Transportation, Trucker Tax Tools, all those great people, and we hope everybody out there is having a great night and continue to enjoy it. And remember, stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you out there on the road. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Thank you.